This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
As a new school year begins, obviously there's a lot of things going on in all the sports. Yeah, we focus in on football, but somebody who not only watches football, but he has every other sport in the state of Florida. That's CEO of the FHSAA, Craig Damon, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Craig, thanks so much for taking the time. Good luck on a new school year. I'll say that and get that out of the way. And certainly a lot of good things ahead for 25-26 in the state of Florida. And I know you've been busy.
Yes, sir, Larry. Thank you for having me on, and we are excited about this upcoming school year.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of things planned. I mean, especially when it comes to football, you know, with, you know, we're talking about the showcase tonight down here that'll be played for the fourth straight year. I mean, it shines such a great spotlight on the state of Florida when you have, you know, programs like Bosco and Mater Dei and St. Francis Academy, you know, getting an opportunity to line up against some of the really good football teams, you know, in the state of Florida. And now, what they've done is expanded it where Florida teams are involved. And Jacksonville Bulls, we're going to have Coach Matt Tomlin on later in the show tonight. And also Coach Rodney Wells will be coming up as well. Talk about that, having a showcase in your own state that you could, you know, kind of put your chest out and say, you know what, you know, we have these teams. Lakeland's going out to play De La Salle, and Manatee is playing this, and Venice is playing that. And talk about what it means to you to have all these programs, you know, not just in football, but every other sport, get an opportunity to kind of shine such a favorable light on this state.
Being a former coach, you know, doing it for 20 years on the football field, but just the talent that's here in the state of Florida, it is tremendous. There's no other state like the talent that's here in the state of Florida. So every summer when I go to our national conference with the 50 other state associations, I like to brag about the athletes in the state of Florida and, you know, compare. Everybody's comparing themselves to the state of Florida because we're the ones that everybody's trying to go out to get. But it's, you know, Kevin and Sean, what they've created down in, with the Broward Showcase is just unbelievable. I've been down there the past 3 years and planning on going to be there Thursday, but coming in Friday morning, we'll be there for the games on Friday and Saturday just to show our support. And the good things about the games on Friday and Saturday, there's Florida versus other states, so I can wear a school
yes.
shirt to help support that school during the game. And typically I change shirts, bring two or three shirts with me. The schools have been very, very generous to me, and they make sure that I have a polo and a hat so I can represent each of our schools when we are playing the teams from out of state. But it's a great opportunity for our kids to have the ability to play against teams from out of state. It almost resembles or very similar to a college team either going on a road trip or possibly playing in a bowl game. And the support that Broward County, Dade County, and the county surrounding there, the local businesses have poured into this event just makes it a great opportunity, a great experience for our student athletes.
Yeah, no doubt. And you're one of the guys, I mean, you get around. I mean, you know, not to take anything away from your predecessors or people before, but the one thing about you, I mean, no matter if I'm at wrestling or if I'm at baseball or anywhere, you're there, you're supporting, you're showing, listen, hey, you know, it's not, I'm a football coach and I've been around football my life, but I love other sports. Talk about what that means to you to go to a, you know, to a bowling event or to a girls track event and you know, just to show, you know, the coaches and the athletes and their parents that, listen, you know, yeah, I'm the CEO of the FHSAA, but you know what? I support everybody. What does that mean to you to be supportive in that way?
It means everything. Being an athlete director and head football coach at North Marion, you know, you people tend to think that the athletic director is going to make sure he favors the football team. So trying to spread the wealth across the other sports and schools. That's always been something that I took as a priority to make sure that I'm showing just as much love to all of our sports. But for me, in this new role as executive director, actually new role, new part is over, but to have the ability to go to other sports, it's been very humbling because I didn't know all the rules and all the skills and strategies for other sports. So I've learned quite a bit having the ability to go and watch sports, you know, for example, bowling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, getting to going to bowling, and yeah, my family, we go bowl every now and then, but to actually watch our student-athletes participate in bowling and see some of the things that they do, or swimming and diving, tennis, and just all of our sports. So for me, it's very humbling for me because, again, I've been around football and baseball, played both of those in college and coached both of those sports. But other sports, I didn't ever get the chance to coach. So it's always interesting to sit back and watch from a football mind, a baseball mind, the strategy that coaches bring into to trying to be competitive and to compete against other teams. So it's for me, it's great to be around the kids. That niche that where I sort of sometimes think about, question myself whether I want to go back into coaching and start to miss the kids or going to events and being around the kids and seeing the camaraderie and the teamwork of the teams. It helps fill that niche for me so I can go back to the office and work a little bit longer before needing another refill.
Yeah, and you cut your teeth as a coach and had an opportunity to go, and I saw you at many of an event, you know, supporting your football program when you were at North Marion. You took the kids to all these different camps. I still envision you in a chair in 95-degree weather at the University of Miami, and, I mean, you go to a lot of these events. Also, academically, I mean, you're one of the guys that believes, hey, listen, you know what, you're not going to play athletics unless you get it done in the classroom. It's so paramount. The FHSA rewards the student athletes for getting it done in the classroom as well. Talk about that, because I think for a lot of people listening tonight, Craig, that's really important. To play athletics in high school is great, but to get it done in the classroom, set yourself up for life, you know, at the next level.
Yeah, and it does, because at some point in time, you're going to hang your cleats up, you're going to hang the gloves up. You're going to have something to fall back on. We only can play sports for a period of time, and during that season or that chapter, and when that chapter's over, it's time to move on to something else. So having the education, having the ability to get a degree or get a diploma from school or learn a trade, get a certification. Those things are what's going to carry on for the majority of life. You know, right now, playing sports, we think we'll play until we die, until the end. But it's only going to last for a season, you know, a couple seasons. And when those seasons are over, you have to have something else to fall back on. One of the things that I'm glad to be a part of and really take a lot of pride in is the Florida Dairy Farmers Academic All-State Team, where we recognize 12 female and 12 male students that are our top academic athletes that must have played, you know, two sports, and lettered in varsity levels at least for 2 years. And we get those kids get scholarships at the end of the year. So it's anywhere from, I think, 1,700 as the lowest per kid, and the two overall winners, the male winner and the female winner for each of those different genders, they get an extra $6,300 on top of that. So that's one of the things that we're trying to do a better job of showcasing, you know, that it's not just about what takes place on the field, but the academics is also important. And, you know, we've been brainstorming a little bit, trying to, and in the next year or two, we're going to unveil some other things. One of the things that we looked at doing, and we partnered with Ray Lewis on, is creating a turnaround kit. It's that kid that's not the 4.5 GPA, but it's the kid that at some point in time, either through academics or just behavior problems that people sort of wrote off and didn't think they were going to make it, and all of a sudden a coach or somebody got in their life and provided an impact or influence that turned it around, ended up graduating, and maybe not a kid that's going to D1 school or D2 school, maybe not even going to play sports afterwards, but turn their life around and for the better, and want to try to find a way to identify those kids, recognize those kids, and try to provide some type of a reward or a scholarship for those student athletes.
Good stuff. Good stuff. That's Greg Damon, Executive Director here at the Florida High School Athletic Association, located in Gainesville, but he's all over the place. Greg, I can't thank you enough for joining us to kick off the 25-26 school year. We'll talk, and I'll see you plenty, and looking forward to seeing you once again at Pitbull Stadium in December on the campus of FIU. Again, have a great year, and we'll connect.
Thank you, Larry, for all you do for our kids.
Good stuff. Craig Damon, as we said, executive director, does a great job. And like I said, he was a coach. He was a student. He was an AD, so he kind of knows the entire rope, you know, of what the job entails and what all the coaches are going through. So if there's anybody to have in that position, it's him, certainly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.